Welcome back. Hour number four, Melnick in the afternoon, TSN 690 with Mitch Gallo, Jay Farrar in for Rod Francis, who will be with us tomorrow. Award-winning writer and broadcaster, Michael Farber. How you doing today, Michael?
I'm doing great, Mitch. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. So the Canadians are officially eliminated when they lose to the Rangers on Saturday night. And one of the things that a lot of us are curious about is Mike McCarron and how and why they're using him on a fourth line with Mike Brown and Stephane Matteau, who looks terrible. And
Coach, what was it about Mike McCarron's game that in the first period he was out there on the power play and then he got away from that look?
What was your question?
McCarron was out there in the first period on the power play and then you went away from that look for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Just why? What was it about his game that you went away from it?
Well, I thought Grandi Gredo was doing a decent job with the tonight.
Well, it was a good question. I thought it was a good answer, but not everybody liked it on TVA. Dave Morissette and Mike Bossy kind of teed off on angry Anglo Gallo here.
I suppose there is a new divide, and it starts with Dave Morissette, who said since the beginning, the English media has been trying to get Michel Therrien fired. And what I find offensive about that is the notion that there's a monolithic English media, just as when Anglos make reference to, oh, the French media does this. I think that's terribly unfair, lumping everybody together. Now, maybe Mitch Gallo wants Therrien fired or has been trying to get Therrien fired. Mitch, you can speak to that.
No, the answer is largely no.
Well, it certainly hasn't been from day one. So Dave Morissette, remember, works for TVA. TVA has certain leanings, at least the company that owns it does, Quebecor, for the people who have run Quebecor. It is good business for Dave Morissette to have a coach that can come on their air and not need a translator, and I understand that. But I think Dave Morissette's been incredibly unfair and disrespectful of what he said.
I just thought, you know, silly, naive me, I thought we were past that. You know, I think when a team, Michael, this, and I know there are a lot of extenuating circumstances, starting with the Carey Price injury, but this team is going to set a franchise record for most losses. They spiraled quicker. I think this 18-wheeler went even deeper off the cliff than the one that Ron Wilson was driving a few years ago, and they had no solutions. I don't know how many coaching staffs would be able to survive this in any language.
Well, certainly the GM didn't do anything to prevent it, and this is the big question you have in the offseason. Is it, do you hide behind the fig leaf of Carey Price and said, well, we had injuries. Of course, every team has injuries. And we're a really good team, and if we had our goalie and if Gallagher had played more than 49 games, we'd be in good shape. Is there that level of denial about what went on? Or do you make changes? Maybe that involves the coach. I don't think that'll happen. But how do you refashion the roster? I think it needs to be freshened to a great degree, because I don't think you can keep doing the same things. But I must have been flattering for Mitch Gallo to have been singled out in a way as a powerful reporter, a guy with the power to get Michel Therrien fired. That's pretty good on you, Mitch.
I don't know what I'm going to do with this power now. I just feel overwhelmed.
Well, use it for good and not evil.
Nope, no promises.
No, okay. But, you know, there is no power, certainly not in the English media, and there hasn't been for a decade. Red Fisher retired in 2012. 3 years prior to that, when Jeff Molson took over the team, Red Fisher and Jeff Molson talked once, and that was when Jeff Molson wanted to know more about Senator Molson, who had known from the days the Molson family owned the Canadiens. They never talked about the team. There just has not been any influence on part of the Anglo media here, and that's fact.
Well, and again, as someone who has sat here through, I would say, 3.5 years of Michel Therrien's tenure as coach and has defended him quite often.
Yep.
I didn't like what I saw, and it's got nothing to do with me being an Anglo. I think a lot of sensible people are watching this and they're wondering what's the deal with Galchenyuk? He's a talented guy. He's not getting enough ice time. What's he doing singling out P.K. Subban for giving up the puck when he didn't do it to any other player all year, including David Desharnais against Edmonton when he lost the puck and the game in back of their own net? What is going on with this power play 3 years running? I mean, there's and the losses upon losses upon losses upon losses with no ability to correct anything. Well, I mean, he should be under the microscope. City would he not be under the microscope?
Exactly. But there is what we've talked about on numerous occasions. There's no succession plan that at least is visible to my eyes. Clearly, it's not going to be the minor league coach, Sylvain Lefebvre. I don't see anyone on the staff taking the job. There's never been any abiding interest in Guy Boucher. And because of the strictures of what kind of language coach has to speak, you're painted yourself in the corner. You know, it's kind of funny. You go back to the Quebec Nordiques and Dave Chambers. Remember Dave Chambers?
I sure do. Yeah.
Yeah, he coached. Kind of hapless. Maybe that was affirmative action. I don't know. It didn't work out very well. Mark Crawford coached that team. And I remember going up to Quebec City and the Nordiques had played the previous night in Chicago. And I walked into the Nordiques' office about 8:45 in the morning. And Mark Crawford was already there having his French lesson. Mark Crawford, of course, went with the team to Colorado and ended up winning a Stanley Cup. So the Nordiques didn't feel the need, at least not all the time. Michel Bergeron was there for a long time, of course. Jacques Demers was there for a while. But there were also other coaches. But the Nordiques, of all teams, didn't limit themselves. But now it's become part of the protocol here, and that's the way it is, and I don't see that changing.
Could you see Bergeron, and you mentioned Crawford, whether it's Mark Crawford, who's let it be known that he's coming back, he wants to coach, and he'll even accept an assistant coach's job, to hire somebody like Crawford or some other high-profile assistant and not fire Therrien and just kind of what Bob Murray did in Chicago. He brought in Paul McLean. Everybody assumed McLean was going to take over when the Ducks got off to that terrible start, and he didn't. And he's still there as an assistant.
And he stuck with it, and Paul McLean was a Jack Adams winner. That's true. I think that you might see some changes to the coaching staff next year, and I've mentioned it to you. Mike Yeo, who was very close to Therrien when they were in Pittsburgh. Yeo has a decent, if not overwhelming, track record as a head coach in the NHL. I don't ever see him being the head coach of the Montreal Canadiens, but I wouldn't be shocked if he ended up on the staff. Mike Yeo fancies himself as a head coach in the NHL. I'm not sure it will happen. He may have to be an assistant, and maybe it's here.
Okay, but Michael, do you think that perhaps Marc Bergevin's plan this summer could be contingent on what happens with Boston and New York?
Well, those are the wild cards. The Bruins have gone into a little bit of a dip. Not for sure, but there's a possibility that they will miss the playoffs. I don't foresee that happening. But if that happened, that could spell the end of Claude Julien in Boston, and you could recycle a coach. And we don't know what's gone on with the new general manager at the Rangers, Jeff Gorton. We know Alain Vigneault got to a Stanley Cup Finals first year in New York and then a conference final last year. And if the Rangers are knocked out in, say, the first round by Pittsburgh, maybe, the Islanders, maybe, who knows what the thinking is. And that would be another recycled coach. I don't know how often you want to go down that particular road. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. We saw Paul Maurice circle back Carolina. Didn't last a long time. Now we're back in the second iteration of Michel Therrien, and we'll see, you know, how this goes. But again, I don't expect anything to happen to either of those coaches, and I expect Therrien to be back behind the bench at the start of next season.
Earlier today, Marc-Antoine Gaudin of La Presse.
What Tom Gilbert was alluding to by saying, well, it's a lesson that we've got to learn from this season, that we should have shown more maturity. Well, next year the Habs have to try to add a top six forward that has that profile, that, you know, a Brouwer, a David Backes or whatnot. Because from Brian Gionta to Brendan Prost, from Georges to Travis Moen, there's been a lot of veteran leaders that were sacrificed in the last couple of years for other motives, whether it's speed or contract or whatever. But you see that young leadership group doesn't have like the support from older players.
Based on a conversation you had with veteran Tom Gilbert, who clearly won't be back next season. Michael, there's been all kinds of speculation about a room that was not together once Carey Price went down, and all of this stuff is now coming tumbling out here.
Well, I'm not around the room a lot, and neither are a lot of people who keep telling us that there are divisions in the room. I haven't seen Jacques Demers down there this season, but he insists on it, and maybe Senator Demers is absolutely right, but it's something that I don't know. I do know teams can win, even if the rooms aren't the happiest place in the world. In 1977, and for most of 1978, I covered the New York Yankees. So, you know, the Bronx Zoo. So there are all kinds of teams, and winning brings teams closer together. Clearly, players enjoyed their experience here, and I imagine some of that was the room, including Devontae Smith-Pelly. So I think it's a little overblown. I mean, when you got Marc-Antoine talking about players they should bring in, yeah, I like David Backes a lot because he's a big centerman who's nasty, not because he's a great leader. You know, I like Troy Brouwer. Well, maybe, maybe not. But, you know, I like Steven Stamkos as a free agent. There are all kinds of players.
Andrew Ladd.
Like. Yeah, I mean, they're guys. And I think the team needs to be fixed on the ice. And I think some of the other stuff will take care of itself.
All right, finishing up with Michael Farber again every Monday a little after 6 on Melnick in the Afternoon on TSN 690. Mitch Melnick, Mitch Gallo sitting in for Rod Francis today as Jay Farrar. When we speak again next Monday, it will have been a baseball festival in Montreal, the annual spring training, end of spring training, Blue Jays exhibition season against the Red Sox. Two-game series. We've got Expo Fest on Sunday with a lot of the older guys coming back. We've got the premiere of the Bill Lee movie starring Josh Duhamel Saturday night as part of Expo Fest. There's a Jackie Robinson PBS debut screening for PBS subscribers on Sunday after Expo Fest. Will you be at the Big O? Do you go back for these games?
I do not. The carpet-bagging Blue Jays are showing up in Montreal. And you know what? I'm not giving anybody any of my money. You know what? It's a great team to watch. They've really become a fun team, or at least were the second half of last year. I think it's going to be a really good team. They can mash. Offense is fun. Stroman reminds me a little bit of Pedro.
Yep.
You know, it's a good team. But, you know, and, you know, other than you, there's nobody who would like to see Major League Baseball back more than me. And these are fun weeks, but you know the issues that have dogged the return of baseball to Montreal still exist. And you know whether 50,000 people show up at the Big O year after year, I think is just a grain of sand in the larger picture of what's going to happen with baseball in Montreal. Still a nice week, but you know what? One of the reasons the Expos aren't here, because the Blue Jays blocked them and their ability to make money in terms of broadcast rights from Western Canada. And if you are an Expos fan and you do have a long memory, and on our license plates it says "Je me souviens," we shouldn't forget that either.
In both official languages, Michael Farber. Talk to you next Monday. Thanks, okay. As always.
Yeah. All right.